And one of the kind of big talking points when we've been talking to listeners about this has been the kind of affordability issue, social issue, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. How much of that is kind of written into this plan that you feel comfortable that we have got affordable housing on the way?
Right. We have got a policy in there for a minimum of 25% affordable housing. Now, I know people are saying that's not enough. And I probably agree it's not enough, but I would emphasise it is a minimum. What we need for our plan to be approved by the inspector is a really sound evidence base. And that's what we've had done. We've had consultants looking at the housing need throughout the whole of the county, not just the Vale, but throughout the whole of the county, not only to see how many new houses we need, but also how many of those should be affordable houses, that is shared ownership, social rented and so on. And that's led to our policy for 25%. Now, I know Wickham are offering 40%. The reason why they can offer more is that housing, market housing costs more in the Wickham district area. Consequently, you know, the profit margin is higher and they can ask for more affordable housing from the developer.
Looking at sort of things like infrastructure and so on as well, obviously that again is always a big talking point and you have to work with county on that kind of issue. How has that been written in?
Our officers have been working with county for some time on the infrastructure needs to support the number of houses. We do have, you know, infrastructure policies in our new plan, and you know, we're fully signed up on that with county on the infrastructure issues, and also with the utilities as well, such as, you know, Thames Water and electricity, because new housing also means, you know, more utilities.